The Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition is the largest advocacy coalition in the Great Lakes region, working on federal funding for Great Lakes restoration. Members of the coalition, which include environmental, zoological, and conservation groups in New York State, are calling on Congress, and in particular the U.S. House, to pass the federal farm bill. Coalition Director Jeff Skelding notes that more than $500 million is awarded annually to farmers in the Great Lakes states for conservation programs to protect the environment and control pollution.
Farm Bill conservation programs are essential to restore the Great Lakes. Enacting a federal farm bill with strong conservation programs will be good for farmers, good for the Great Lakes, and good for the regional economy. A big part of our message is to urge federal public officials to seal the deal and pass the 2012 Farm Bill.
Skelding says a 2011 study by the USDA found that conservation practices funded through Farm Bill programs resulted in significant declines in sediment, phosphorus, and nitrogen loading, highlighting the importance of continued funding.
The Farm Bill programs are especially important to protect water quality from polluted runoff from farms. Manure and excessive fertilizer that run off into rivers, streams, and lakes harm water quality, recreational opportunities, and the economy. Farm Bill programs help reduce this serious threat. These programs use voluntary incentives to reduce pollution, improve soils and productivity, and boost wildlife.
Ohio Environmental Council Director of Agriculture Programs Joe Logan says as farmers increased productivity over the years, they profoundly altered the environment.
Farmers are now realizing that they have a very unique role to play in not only the food production system, but in also preserving the environment. They cannot accomplish both of these things alone. Farm Bill conservation programs have been an indispensable component of our overall effort to restore the Great Lakes. And they really do go hand in hand with other Farm Bill programs, whether they be commodity programs, risk management programs, feeding programs, into a kind of a unique and cohesive package. And they really help to merge the productivity with the sustainability that we also need.
Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition Policy Director Chad Lord says there is an uncertain future for the 2012 Farm Bill.
There has been recent reporting that suggests the House will be unable to take up the bill before the August recess. However, current farm policy does expire at the end of September, which would revert farm policy back to policies set all the way back, some of which to the New Deal back in the 1930s. So there is an incentive to try and move some sort of bill forward. However, there's quite a bit of chatter that would suggest also that they will be unable to do that. It may be something that would be punted until after the election.
The 2012 Farm Bill contained about $58 billion for rural conservation programs, a cut of $6 billion over 10 years. It includes a new regional program to target funding to priority regions, including the Great Lakes region. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.